Sempek Ksuvas Mishnovov. Eilu Yotze Shaloi B'Ksufa. These are women that get divorced, and they, it's a mitzvah for them to get divorced, but they lose the Ksuva. Yeah. Some say it's just a proper thing to do. Hayverzal Tatz Moshe B'Yehudis. She does not behave the way a daughter of Moshe and Yehuda should behave. Eizu Das Moshe. What is Das Moshe? There's something called Das Moshe and there's something called Das Yehudis. Das Moshe is the Halacha. Achilasa Shein Mosa. She doesn't take up Shumas Maises from the food. Shem Shas Anida. She doesn't notify him when she's Anida. So she's being Machshel him. He assumed the Rises. Like Koitz of Achala. She doesn't take up Chala from the bread. But there's when Mekayemis. She makes him dead, doesn't keep it. And that's going to cause her sons to die. Which she doesn't want. Eizu Das Yehudis. What's considered Das Yehudis, which is something which is not awesome in the Raisa, but it's against the minig of the tznias of women. Yetzis v'roisha pura. She goes out and her hair is uncovered now. It can't be, because a married wife with hair uncovered is also nikir adin. It's not just a minig in Klal Yisrael. He's talking about that it's not revealed in a fashion that it's also mitzad halacha, but the Gemara says the Midaraisa, as long as her hair is covered with a cloth, that's enough. Even just a rabbit. Yeah, there's a Midas Yehudas that she shouldn't even have just a little kerchief on her head. She should have more than that. The bottom line is, this depends each place according to its minhag. Women have to know what the halacha is, which that's not up to them to decide. And the length of their garments, the sleeves, necklines, all these things, tightness. That aside from that, there are certain things which are totally minhag. And if the minhag of Akim is, for example, if there's a certain place the minhag is not to wear a shetel, then a woman that would wear a shetel is going against Das Yehudis. If the minhag of the Mokim is to wear a shetel, which is not to be tzaradin, then that's acceptable. V'tova b'shuk, she twines in the marketplace. That when she twines, her sleeves roll up, and you see her arms, which is also not tzanua. The bears and kolodim, she speaks to anybody that she sees, which is also not tzanua. These are all things which are also ground for divorce. She curses his parents and grandparents in front of him. That's also considered improper behavior. Rabbi, that's a ground for divorce. Rabbi She talks too loud. What do you mean by talking too loud? We're talking about that when she's in her house and she's discussing issues of Tashmish, very private issues, the neighbors hear about that also. Yeah. So this causes obviously public embarrassment for him and is ground for a divorce, and she will lose her ksuvah.